Well, good morning. He is risen. Amen. And we cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. That beautiful display on the cross. He bled and died for our sins. He was crushed and bruised for our iniquity. Yet, like we celebrated Friday night, that's not the end of the story. Today we come together to celebrate He is risen. You missed that. Today we come together to celebrate He is risen. Got to keep you on your toes. We're going to talk a lot this morning about what does the resurrection mean for you? And I'll explain the four in a minute. But the resurrection did not begin with a shout of victory. It began with a state of confusion. Luke tells us in this beautiful chapter, Luke 24, the women went to the tomb expecting to care for a broken body, the one of their dead rabbi, master, and friend. Instead, they found an open grave with a divine question. Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? So today we're going to ask a different question. What does the empty tomb actually mean for you? The title of the message. Now, if you read my weekly word, I started on Tuesday thinking ahead about Easter, Good Friday, and then Easter. And the question came, what does the resurrection mean to you? And as I wrote that and then thought preparing for this message, I think that's a little subjective because it can mean something different to different people. And so as we look at this passage, I wanted to explore what does it mean for you? It's not a beautiful tradition or just a historical mystery. It's an life-alternating reality. And so, believe it or not, we're going to actually cover the entire chapter. Now, there are 48 verses in this chapter. Actually, there are 53. We're not going to read all of those. But we will basically cover the entire chapter today. So I put up here Luke 24, 1 through 7, and then, 8 through 12 that were read for us earlier. These are the NLT. Earlier it was read in the ESV. But let's stop and pray and invite again, afresh, anew, our Father, Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit into our presence together in prayer. Pray with me. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for the cross and all that that means for us. The fact that you took our place, that you were the perfect, spotless Lamb of God who had never sinned, yet you were willing to take the payment that we could not pay. And you did it so willingly. And I thank you for what your death means for us to have life. But thank you that you didn't stop there. You conquered death. You defeated evil. You brought us out of darkness into light. And today, again, each year we celebrate this beautiful resurrection day. We celebrate that you are alive, that you have risen from the dead. And therefore, we can walk in newness of life. We can live in goodness and health and truth and love and righteousness. We're honored All we can do is cry, holy, 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 you are Lord God Almighty. And you are among us. You are in our presence. So as we take this journey on its next steps, Lord, open the eyes of our mind, the eyes of our heart, even our physical eyes, as we look at your word to see what you want to say to us and through us. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the empty tomb and for those early disciples who witnessed these events. We come to you in the mighty and precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. What does resurrection mean for you? Whoa, I hit it twice. First thought, it means the end of dead-end thinking. These are from verses 1 through 8. The women came prepared to anoint a body. They carried about 75 pounds of spices. And I don't know what that is in kilograms, but it's around me, so it's pretty heavy. No, 75. Okay, I weigh more than that. I did the reverse. I won't tell you how much I weigh. They were operating on Friday logic, the belief that death, taxes, and disappointment are the final words in human history. But the shift, the angels reminded them of Jesus' own words previously, that resurrection means that God specializes in reversing what the world deems as finished. You and I have victory in Jesus. And as I thought about this, I just wanted to put up all of the ways that we have, well, a few of the ways that we have victory in Jesus. What does resurrection mean for you? It means victory over the penalty of sin. And this is justification. The resurrection is God's receipt to the world that the payment Jesus made on our behalf and on the cross has been accepted. You and I hold that receipt. The significance is by raising Jesus from the dead, the Father signaled that the debt of sin was paid in full. Paul tells us in Romans 4:25, he was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised again to make us right with God. That's what justification means. We are made right with God. Righteousness, rightness, right? The victory that you and I have is we can live without the crushing weight of guilt. The resurrection proves that the prosecutor, which is Satan, has no more evidence against you. 2, victory over the power of death. And this talks about the first fruits. Jesus is the first of a great harvest of resurrection. The significance is the scripture calls Jesus the first fruit. The first of a great harvest is the meaning of those who have fallen asleep, right? Those who have died. In agriculture, the first fruits are the small portion of the harvest that guarantees the rest of the crop is coming. You and I are just little sprouts growing up waiting for the great harvest. The victory that you and I have in Jesus is because the head of the body, Jesus, has passed through death into immortal life. We, the members of the body, are guaranteed to follow. Death is no longer a period. It's just a comma. 3, victory over the brokenness of the world. Speaking of new creation, the resurrection was day one of a new world order. When Jesus stepped out of that tomb, he didn't just come back to his old life. He brought a new kind of resurrection life into our physical reality. The significance of this is it shows that God has no intention of abandoning creation. He's in the business of restoring it. The resurrection is the pilot episode of the new heaven and the new earth, which we can so look forward to. Yet, we're a part of. We're participating in now. What does it mean for us? The victory, our hope is not just a ghostly existence in the clouds, but a perfected, restored creation, recreation or restoration of all things. And four, victory over the old self. This is our empowerment. The resurrection gives us victory over our current struggles, not just a future destination. The significance is the power that raised Jesus from the dead is now headquartered or living in us, as Romans 8:11 tells us. Inside you and me as believers resides his Holy Spirit. The victory for you and me means we are not stuck in our old patterns, addictions, or temptations, or even our temperaments. We have resurrection power available to us right now to live a life that was previously impossible. We don't just try harder. We live from a different source of life, that resurrection power. So I want to tell a little bit more of my story. Over the weeks and months and years, I'll peel back some more of this. But as I was thinking about what does resurrection mean to me, I went back to 2006. I was challenged by Dallas Willard to memorize Colossians 3:1-17. And if you didn't catch it, I think last week or the week before, when we end Ephesians and go into the summer of Psalms, we're going to do Philippians in the fall, and in the spring, up until next 27th, summer, we're going to do Colossians. And my challenge to you is memorize Colossians 3:1-17. And it begins, since I have been raised to new life in Christ. The Bible says, since you have been raised to new life in Christ. I've memorized it two ways, as it's written and then as a prayer, speaking to God myself. But since you have been raised to new life in Christ, what does that mean? For me, honestly, it was a little baffling. Sometimes I don't know that we get the resurrection. Because in my story, as I've revealed a little bit, I had a heart that was a little more like the tomb than a garden. Because I believed some lies from Satan, delivered through my experience, through people, and so I wasn't sure what it meant to be raised to new life in Christ, to walk in new life in Christ. Yet, by the grace of God, through years of praying and asking Jesus to come into the broken places in my heart, yes, I accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior at 7. Many, many years earlier. And so maybe for 40 some years, I lived with that darkness in my heart, yet I didn't experience true resurrection power. But by his grace, I learned to replace the old narratives with new narratives. My chains are gone. I've been set free. Right? The resurrected King is resurrecting me, right? You and I are no longer bound by sin and death. What does the resurrection teach us? It teaches us that we are being resurrected. We are being transformed. We are being changed by the renewing of our minds and our hearts and our lives, and we as the body of Christ are coming to a new understanding, a new reality of this resurrection order. So what does the resurrection mean for you? Resurrection means that no situation is too dead for God to revive. You're not too far. It's never too late to cry out to Jesus and say, save me. Redeem me, restore me, resurrect me. your past mistakes, your broken relationships, and your deepest griefs do not have the final say. Where in your life have you started anointing a corpse? Maybe giving up hope. Resurrection means God is still speaking in the places that you may have gone silent. Cry out to him. Ask him for his resurrection victory. Am I right? There we go. I'm hitting it too hard. Two, we're going to have to go fast today. What does resurrection mean for you? It means the invitation to a slow walk with Jesus. And here we enter all of these verses that haven't been read before. Luke gives us this beautiful story of two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They were walking in deep dejection, sad. They had the facts of the crucifixion, but they lacked the fire of the resurrection. And what happens in this beautiful story? Jesus joins them in their sadness. He doesn't just appear at the finish line. He walks the 12 kilometers of dusty road and the confusion that they experienced. Follow along with me. The same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking from the village of Emmaus, 7 miles, 12 kilometers from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped, short, sadness written all over their faces. Then one of them, Clopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard all these things about what happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man of Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who would come to rescue Israel. All this happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing and that they had seen angels who had told them Jesus is alive. Some of the men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. The personal meaning. Resurrection means Jesus is our companion on our road. He's not a distant deity in a cathedral, be it he is a presence who walks beside you, even in your doubt. What are you walking through right now? Resurrection means you don't have to have it all figured out for Jesus to be present with you. It's okay to be in the middle of a miracle and not yet realize it. The resurrection is true whether we feel it or not. Three, what does resurrection mean for you? It means burning hearts and open eyes. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures all things concerning himself. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there? and hear that? By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he was going on, but they begged him, "Stay the night with us since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scripture to us?" As Jesus explains the scriptures and breaks the bread, their eyes were opened. They realized their hearts had been burning within them even before they recognized his face. The resurrection moves from a story they heard to a person they know. The bread is broken, and suddenly the bread of life is visible. Resurrection means that the Bible is alive and the Spirit is active. It means your heart was designed to be set on fire by the presence of God. So, when was the last time your heart burned with the truth of God's love? Resurrection means that intimacy with God is possible every single day and not just on Easter. So we have a short bridge. This is from Emmaus back to Jerusalem, and this is 33 and 34. The disciples didn't stay in Emmaus. Even though it was late, they ran back to Jerusalem. When you encounter the resurrected Christ, you cannot stay still. They shifted from seeing Christ to proclaiming Christ. So what does resurrection mean for you? It means peace and proclamation. And these are from verses 35 and 36 and 47 and 48. I think I put them up there. Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing among them. Peace be with you. Jesus was so playful and so kind. I love this story. And then verse 47 and 48. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations. And wasn't it beautiful to hear all of the nations that we represent proclaiming he is risen? It was wonderful. There is forgiveness. Let's go back. Beginning in Jerusalem, quote, "There is forgiveness of sin for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things." The Prince of Peace. The resurrection of Jesus now means that we have peace with God and humanity. We answer to a new king. We live by his kingdom principles. Our chains are gone. We are set free. We are free to live unbound, free to love unconditionally, free to be. And then rightness, we've talked about that a little bit. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. The cross makes us right with God. Righteousness. The resurrection is just the exclamation point behind it. Paul wrote in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us." You have peace with God. You have Christ's, his righteousness dwelling within you. Therefore, we can be peacemakers, right? You are a representative of the King. Our proclamation is to tell this world, Jesus has risen. He is alive. He is not bound by the grave. So, in concluding today, what does resurrection mean to you? If it's just a history lesson, you will be unchanged. If it's just a holiday, you'll be back at business tomorrow like normally. But if it's a life-changing reality, it means your sins are truly forgiven. Death has lost its sting. You will never walk alone. You live with the rights and the responsibilities of a new kingdom. So, call to action. Today and this week, in your offices, in your schools, in your homes, don't just say Happy Easter. Live as someone who has seen the Lord. Move from we had hoped to the Lord really is risen. And then a second call to action for some of you. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the perfect day to receive Him. I invite you to say a simple prayer with me in a moment. It's called the Salvation Prayer. So I'd ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And if you don't know Jesus, if you don't understand this resurrection life, and He's prompting you to pray this prayer in a voice or even in your mind, just repeat these words. Dear Jesus, thank you for sending Jesus, God. I confess I am a sinner and need Jesus to forgive me of my sin. Thank you for sending Jesus to take my place on the cross. I believe your word, and I receive you, Jesus. I receive your gift of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.